You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. On the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line is Shirley Rogers. She is the board chair of the Ingham County Road Commission Board. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well. We've been talking a lot about the Road Commission and the board and a new report that came out on that, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond. First of all, from folks that we have talked about who are either on the Ingham County Board of Commissioners or involved with the Road Commission itself, from what we understand, that the Ingham County Road Commission has a challenge. And the challenge is that there are some that say that the Road Commission is advancing people and not looking at advancing these people due to the time that they have put in, seniority and whatnot, that favoritism is used in that, and also that leadership with the Ingham County Road Commission is favoring these people and making it challenging for people of color. And I wanted you to be able to address that.
Well, first of all, the Ingham County Road Commission does a great job for the citizens in terms of maintaining roads, taking care of the roads in the wintertime, trying to make it safe for people to go to work. And the board has been very vigilant with management about that being our top priority. And we've done a good job with that, I believe. On issues of hiring and promoting, we have challenges. And those challenges revolve around whether or not we have processes and procedures in place that make hiring and promotion based on merit and qualifications. And this is not a new concern of the Road Commission. These concerns existed before I was even on the board. And so since I've been on the board and a number of other commissioners have been on the board, we have questioned management on recommendations and whether or not we had a representative pool, whether or not minorities were considered, whether or not we had evaluation processes and procedures in place so that we would hire the most qualified, the best fit for whatever position it is. And we are not as good in that area as we should be.
Vince Dragonetti, who was on the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, said that in response to what you just said, said that in proportion to the amount of employees that the Road Commission has, that he thinks that people of color and women are in the appropriate percentage, if you will, of having a very diverse workforce. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I would disagree with Mr. Dragonetti on that, and I will give you a specific example. A little over a year ago, we had a vacancy for an assistant supervisor position, and the position was posted internally. Well, when you look at the people who could apply, we only had one African-American male who even had the ability to apply for the position. And so when you say that we have a representative employee body, when you look at the numbers and you look at what's available, that says to me that we don't have responsible numbers. Because anytime you have a position posting and only one person of color is even eligible to apply, that flies in the face of what he's saying, in my view.
There was a report that a consultant put together, and he was supposedly nonpartisan, and the report contended that the Road Commission was riven with distrust among managers and employees, and it also highlighted concerns that you, Shirley Rogers, improperly interjected yourself into day-to-day management, micromanaging that department. Respond to that.
Well, first of all, I have been probably the one commissioner since I was appointed in 2007 who has been asking the kinds of questions about, are we representative, how we handle our processes and procedures. I've also had questions about how we make decisions on spending money. If we're going to purchase new vehicles, for example, one of the questions I've asked is whether or not we have a vehicle and replacement schedule, and if the vehicles that we're buying are going to replace older vehicles. We don't have those kinds of processes and procedures in place in a number of areas. So that as I've asked these questions over the last almost 4 years, I have become the person who asks the questions. Now, do I call management every day? Absolutely not. Do I call and say, well, what are you doing today? Absolutely not. I only do my questioning at board meetings. And since I've been the one to ask those kinds of questions, I obviously become a focal point. Now, as the consultant identified me, well, I currently am the chair. And so he identified me based on my current role. And so when you ask questions that people don't want you asking, well, of course, you become the focus of attention. And I don't take that as a criticism from the consultant. I think that he got a lot of comments about me, and he included it in the report, and I think that's fair.